Anyway, thank you very much for doing this with
Thank
me.
you very much for having me.
What made you want to do this? Come to Japan instead.
Come to Japan. Oh, that is interesting. It's very challenging. I actually, when I applied for uni, I could see that there was this year abroad opportunity. It's actually not even an opportunity, because for the course of studies I'm doing at the moment, it's like mandatory to spend 1 year abroad. So it was either Japanese or French. So like, I don't know, I feel like the best thing to learn a language is just be on the place, being on the place. Because so far, like the stuff I've studied in uni there at Brooks, it's mostly grammar. There's not much conversation. There's not much speaking. There is a fair part of listening, but if you don't get to speak, your listening doesn't improve that much, I feel. And yeah, this year abroad opportunity is what made me choose the my major or whatever it is
called. So you studied Japanese before you came here?
Yes, I studied like 2 years in Brooks Uni. So this is my third year.
With an eye to doing what with the language? Working in the foreign service or something like that?
No, just like the regular undergraduate degree.
Like, but why Japanese? Why not French? I mean,
yeah, why not
French? Is a European language, or maybe even, well, obviously English is not a problem for you, but why not, or say Chinese? Or
yeah,
why
Chinese,
Japanese?
Chinese, that was a good option, wasn't it? But it wasn't in the uni I was applying for. So they had like this opportunity for the year abroad, only for French and Japanese.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't even that though, because when I applied for uni, I don't know if you know about that, like when you apply in an English university, you have to do it like through some website called UCAS, UCAS. So like you apply to that and then they like send the application to different unis, and you can mm-hmm. apply at most to 5 unis, if I'm not wrong.
Really?
So like I applied for each uni like a different thing. So
okay.
I was having like French and Spanish in Hull University, for instance, and computer science and Spanish in Exeter or something like that. I can't even remember.
This is all so different to me. I mean, I graduated in 1987. I graduated
a while ago.
So I'm an old man compared to you, and all of this is new to me. The idea of applying to 5 universities at a time through the internet. There was no internet back then.
It wasn't a thing back then, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
It wasn't. But like I was just like playing the lottery, basically. So I've done every university, like a different thing, and each university, like different one, different place, Birmingham, Liverpool, Hull, uh-huh. Exeter, Oxford. And the only uni that got back to me was Oxford. So it wasn't even much of my choice. But I think at that time, that's what I wanted.